On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. Father, we thank you for your word. You speak clearly to us. Speak to our hearts. Open our hearts that we may receive what you have for us today. We give you praise. Let your anointing flow through this place. We give you the glory. We ask it in the strong name of Jesus. This church says amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. The more you read the word, the more rebellious you become against Satan. I didn't say the more you read the word, the more rebellious you become. I said you become more rebellious against the works of the devil. It starts showing up in your life. When you start, you got to get to that place where you got to start putting your foot down. Stop tolerating the devil. He's not to be tolerated. Don't tolerate him. And if God called you out of a dark place, what did you think they do in church? They worship. They didn't worship in the bar used to be. They didn't worship. They worship something else, but they didn't worship like we do. You need to get excited about this salvation you have. God saved you. He delivered you. He brought you forth, brought you out. Got your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it doesn't have to be erased. He's marching you on to glory. Hallelujah. From one door to another. That's exciting to me. I don't know about you, but I'm falling in Jesus all over again, falling in love with him all over again. I love him more today than I did yesterday. He is amazing to me. There is nobody like him. If you take the time to examine the life of Christ, it will blow your mind just in his attitude alone. I'm listening to a man that ain't never told a lie. A man that never had to say, I'm sorry. He never had to tell somebody, forgive me. He's full of truth. Now, he's the one that I'm in love with. And when I read the word, it gets deeper and deeper. He's amazing. And let me drop this tidbit on you. Everybody want to know what heaven is like. All you have to do is look at Jesus. I used to have at my grandmother's house. At my grandmother's house, my grandmother had these what they call wardrobes. She had the most beautiful clothes. She was a woman. She was feminine in every sense of the word. She was feminine. You know, she was feminine in every sense of the word. Everything she did was feminine. She carried handkerchiefs. She would put a handkerchief in her sleeve. She would come home, take her stockings off when she's about to do work around the house. But she never went home out without them. Always stockings, always feminine, always feminine. And her clothes spoke loud of her femininity. Little kids, we didn't know what we were looking at, but we knew she had a live animal in there. It wasn't live, but it was, you know what I'm saying? It was a fox fur. Still with the fox face on it. And the feet. Lady was dressed like she was rich. And she had the most beautiful clothes and beautiful things. Feminine. And see, when you get a taste of somebody like that, you never forget it. You start understanding that people like my grandmother like the best things in life, but she wasn't boastful about the best things in life. If anything, she would encourage you, do the same. If you're going to get something good that's going to last. That's what she said. And so I say to you, you got something that lasts. Jesus is precious. There's nobody like him. Nobody, nowhere. And when you read these documentaries where they try to compare people with Jesus, they put them on the same line like Mahatma and different people who do good things. They are, what you call, what they say in The Wizard of Oz, good deed doers. They're just good deed doers. But when you talk about Jesus, the good deed doers couldn't do good without the influence of Jesus. Nobody sits beside Jesus. Nobody is equal to Jesus. Nobody, nobody. The disciples saw Jesus standing on the Mount of Transfiguration. They saw Moses and Elijah. And they started talking. Peter started talking. Well, what Jesus, what are we going to do? We're going to give a booth for you, for Moses, and for Elijah. And God the Father had to interrupt Peter and said, no, this is my son. Hear him. Don't put Moses on the table with my son. Don't put Elijah on the table with my boy. Don't nobody compare with Jesus. You're talking about the man, the photocopy, the original man, the man who came to show man how a man lives. Jesus. These are all of his intrinsic characters. He has nature that's just outright good. Goodness coming out of him. What do you call a man when folks spit in his face, beat him up, pull his beard, and don't say a word? Never say a word. Jesus. See, we got to get a revelation of Jesus. Get the revelation of Adele and all them other folk out you. Y'all got so many music artists wrapped up in you, you ain't got place for Jesus. I haven't even got to the scripture yet, but I want to give you a little secret on something. Everybody in here got a vault of music that you don't even want in you, but it's in you. It's in you. You got a song in you right now. You got a vault in you with songs right now in you on the inside that if I start singing it, you'll join right in. Yeah, you would. You liars. You ones who said that you didn't do nothing. If I was you, I would run down this altar and say, I'm a sinner. And nothing I do is right. And everything I do is wrong. I'm just a selfish. And if you think you're anything outside of that, then I'm sorry, you're not. You're a sinner saved by grace. You couldn't walk right if you wanted to. Not by yourself. How many people lean over the toilet? Come on, you drinkers. I ain't gonna do it no more. Lord, help me. I ain't gonna do it no more, Lord. Don't even do it no more, Lord. I know I'm reviving some memories now. Looking at me like you ain't never had a bad night. You ain't never had a hangover. You ain't never cussed in your life. You better stop that. That's what's wrong. Jesus don't want people coming to church acting like they ain't never done nothing. He want folk to come to church and say, I was this, I was that. Folk couldn't stand me. I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. You get out there and meet some of your old friends, and we'll see. Now, if you hook up with your old friends, they'll tell you, because your old friends know if you for real or not. You want somebody to peep your gospel? Get an old friend that know you. Get one of your friends that you see regularly, and they'll tell you, you ain't living right. Because if you were living right, I'd be with you. That's why we can't win our friends to Christ. Because we don't have enough Christ in us to win them. But we'll tell somebody we saved. This ain't nothing but the buck naked truth this morning. That's all this is, the buck naked truth. God is tired of folk coming to church on Sunday and on Monday and Tuesday living like the devil. Every time you cut your television on and somebody say any word that's offensive to you, you ought to be upset and cut that thing off. No, we're going to sit there and watch it. Don't you know that by doing it, all you're doing is what we said last week. You're opening a door. You're just leaving the door open. The enemy looks for ways to get into your life. He don't care what kind of way it is. All you got to do is get mad for a minute and act like you're mad. You open the door for the devil and he'll come right into it. He'll pour right into you. That's why when we come in the house of God, there should be some excitement. Glory to God. It's not, the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. But we have a part to play. God ain't fighting no battle for people just staying around being lazy. Expect God to do everything. God ain't doing everything. Let's erase that from your mind. God is not in the business of doing everything for us. He's in the business of getting some people to move along with him. When he moves, we move. When he rejoices, we rejoice. Glory to God. God is looking for people who say, Lord, I'm with you, whatever you do. And if you're not going, I'm not going. See? If police came here right now and said to us, everybody who's a Christian going to jail, I mean, how many of us will not go? How many of us will back out? Talk to me. The police come in and say, okay, all your Christians up against the wall. I mean, I wonder how many of you would get up out your seat. Every now and then, the rubber got to hit the road. Somebody got to stand up for Jesus. Good gracious. We got a guest minister in the house, and we act like we shame. Just because we got a guest minister. I would have jumped over your shoulder just now. Because it doesn't matter. You are the body of Christ. And when we see anybody in the body of Christ that's in our family, in our body, we ought to be so glad to see them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Minister Simpkins. Thank you, sister. Thank you, bless you. I come to your church, I'm going to act just like this. Like just like this. It's time to stop putting on. That's why this message today is so important. Today's message, my life. Playground or battlefield? When we ended service last week, you know, we were admonished concerning closing doors behind us, not leaving or allow an entrance to demonic influences in our lives. We just don't understand the small things that we do that open up doors for satanic or demonic influence. You'll really be surprised. I have been checking my life and checking behind me all week long. Checking what I say. Checking where I go, where I entertain myself, what I'm allowed to hear. I'm watching for that. Because me, for one, I don't need influences in my life that are not from above. I don't need that. It can hinder my wisdom that I have in God. It'll do something to my faith. You see, when I begin to open these doors open and they bring activity with them. And so what we want to try to continue on today is talking a little bit, not just about the doors, But one of the things that really caught my attention to let you know how real this is, Paul in Ephesians 4, he makes this statement in verse 26, 27. He says, and listen to how he says this. He says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath or your anger. Then he says, neither give place to the devil. Now that tells me that anger opens the door. See, when you get angry, when you're mad, you open the door. That is a door for the enemy to get in. He says, give no place to the devil. Paul is in essence saying, if you do this, you won't have to worry about leaving the door open. If you're mad with your spouse, if you're mad with your children, mad with your parents, please don't do it overnight. Paul is saying, close the door before the sun goes down. And let me tell you something. If you leave the door open overnight, the way you go to bed is the way you're going to wake up. You got an attitude when you go to bed, you have an attitude in the morning. That means that you got help with your attitude now. Now you've had the opportunity to allow demonic influence to come in and give you insight. How you ought to behave and how you ought to talk in the morning. Matter of fact, don't say nothing. Paul shows us that if you open the door for anger, or matter of fact, he said, sin not. You shouldn't open the door for sin. That's deep. Because we are at a place where we need to know what sin really is. So often, most people don't even know. They don't understand sin. They take it to a level where they think that it's out of the reach of normal people. Well, I don't do that. I wouldn't do that. I see a lady all the time, every day. I see her every day. Every day she meets me getting her mail. I just recently told her about Jesus. I said, listen, if you die in front of me right now, and it's not, I don't want you to, where would you go? She started rattling off heaven. Then she started rattling off her good works. I do this, I do that. I don't do people like this. I said, baby, you going to hell. It's not about your good works. It's not about you doing good. I said, what do you think about God's son, Jesus Christ? I mean, I ran the gospel down to her. You know, after that, after every day that she'd been out there to meet me, she stopped. That's what Jesus would do. See, if he didn't open her heart, boom. Her heart wasn't open to receive anymore. That was it. I sold what I sold. But it lets me know the effect of Jesus Christ. See, if I had talked about anybody else, she'd been out there the next day. But when you talk about the one, that's why I'm trying to allow you the opportunity to meditate on what you have on the inside of you. He lives in you. Never said a word. She just stopped. I mean, in the second day, I thought, okay, she'll come back today. She didn't. I said the third day, she'll come back. And I saw her, she sat in the garage, and for the first time since I've been there, she never came out the garage. She said, right, didn't even look at me. And all I can say was, Jesus, you did that. Jesus did that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jesus know whose he is. He know who belong to him. So Paul said, don't leave the door open. Door of anger. Listen to these doors open now. There's a door of anger, the door of disagreement. The door of bitterness. Something that all of us deal with. At one time or another, you're dealing with some bitterness, some anger, some disagreement. Do not allow, I'm talking to beloved believers now, do not allow anybody to get you so bitter, so angry, so in disagreement that it causes something else to come upon you. Don't let people put stuff on you. Let them act crazy. But don't you act crazy with them. You close the door on the craziness and you protect and guard your anointing. Hallelujah. You got to guard your anointing. God has an anointing. The anointing is not just for pulpit. It's for any place where you live. It's for your job. It's for your classroom. It's so that people can see that glory to God. People can actually get a chance to view something that they can't see. See, we said last week that there is a realm that is invisible. And it runs concurrently with this natural realm. Every now and then, people in this realm that we live in, they can't see what's invisible. But when it's on you, God allows them to see it. The invisible realm, the realm that is more real than this realm that you live in. Simply because, listen to this, simply because your senses can't contact it. Don't mean it doesn't exist. The invisible realm just presides outside of our senses. Your hearing, your tasting, your touching. You can't incorporate any of those things in the invisible realm. It has to be by the Spirit that you're able to have this kind of connection. It's the spirit realm. It's the truth that we're seeking. And see, let me give you a little secret to something. This is a revelation for some of us. You can't get into that realm just any kind of way you want to. Listen to what Jesus said to this woman in Samaria. He said, when she start dialoguing about the worship that they have, where they worship, and we worship in this place, and we have Jacob's well. And Jesus had to let her know, wait. Are you a true worshiper? He said, because God is a spirit. You can't put a geological location on God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must. How many times have Jesus used the word must? Twice. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He told this woman that you must worship in spirit and in truth. Must means that it is required. You are required to do this. You are required to be born again. You are required to worship God in spirit and in truth. Well, most people really dilly-dally around it. I've heard theologians wrestle with it. I heard pastors preach over it. I've heard people sidestep that when somebody asks them, what does it mean to worship in the spirit? Nobody really gets on it. But then I went to John 6 and I heard Jesus say, the words that I speak are spirit and life. Jesus pushed us to the corner. He said, if you're going to worship in the spirit, you got to worship according to the truth. You got to worship according to the word. And you got to worship in something that's alive to move in the room where I am. That means I got to take Jesus at his word. If he said I'm more than a conqueror, then I am. If he told me that the God that I serve is greater in me than he that's in the world, then I got to serve him. If he tells me that the just shall live by faith, I've got to believe him. If he tells me that ye little children have overcome the world according to the faith that you move in, then I've got to understand that if I'm going to worship Jesus, I got to worship him in truth. I don't have to have a form of worship as long as I'm operating in the word. The word, see, when you read the 23rd Psalm, you ought to throw your hands up. Yeah. All he had to tell me is the Lord is my shepherd. Glory to God. That's good enough for me. And see, sometimes when you're looking for truth, truth don't come all the time by studying and reading. Come on, Pastor. Every now and then, if you're honest, you stumble. Sometimes you stumble in the truth. Didn't nobody tell you? Didn't nobody show you? You didn't read your Bible all night long. You didn't pray. You didn't fast. You were just minding your business. And you start reading the Bible and boom, God showed you some truth. You just bumped into it. Haven't you ever bumped into a revelation? You bumped and said, oh, good God. God, what did you say? I just bumped into it, Francine. I didn't mean it. I got a truth, weren't even looking for it. I stumbled into a truth. When I heard him say, whom the Son sets free, I heard somebody say it, but it wasn't until I bumped into it that I realized that God is telling the truth. Oh, you ain't got to be so smart, thank you, somebody. Every now and then, just bump into a truth. You ain't got to let nobody tell you nothing. You just stumble on Jesus. He'll show you something that you never experienced. So Jesus said, those that worship must worship in spirit and truth. Your heart got to be ready when you worship him. Do you trust his word? You believe his word is true? They that worship him must. You're required to do it. So sometime when you're in here and you don't feel like throwing your hands up, throw them up anyway. You don't know what you're going to bump into. Somebody say amen. You don't know what you're going to bump into. I'd rather bump into something doing something. I'd rather bump into the truth raising my hands up. I'd rather bump into a blessing doing something that God told me to do than sit down and do nothing. Oh, you better bump into somebody. Take somebody and bump into them. You got to bump into something. You better bump into something. Mm-hmm. My wife had a little situation. She had a growth on her hand. And that thing was becoming to a point where she wanted to hide it. And she prayed about it. And then she'll go to church and she started holding her hand on it. I could see that it wasn't comfortable. She wasn't pleased with it. But one day she bumped into something. She let that knot go and she did like this. I said, baby, look at your hand. What? Lord Jesus. Next thing I know, she was gone. She ran. Took off in the church. Because God did something while she was doing something. She was worshiping God and bumped into a healing. Good God. Have you ever bumped into anything and didn't know that? Well, it wasn't even your fault. You didn't even work for what God gave you. You wait until you bump into something. You're bumping to a bill that just got paid. You don't know how I did it. You bump into somebody that said, I think I know you. Don't I owe you this? That's why it pays to do what God tells you to do. But it pays to do what God told you to do. No. Let God do it. Let God do it. Let God do it. Somebody said, let God do it. Bump right into it. I told my wife, this is when the Lord was pulling me. He was pulling me in then. I was still out there in the world, but I felt the Lord's pulling. I got a notebook this thick full of notes I took from televangelists. I was while watching everybody. Wasn't saved. But I was being drawn. So I was writing everything I could. So one night I came home and I had this knot right here. And I told my wife, I said, man, this knot, this thing hurts. So I came home one night and Ben Kinsler was on the 700 Club then. And I just happened to walk by the TV and Ben was on. You know, you ain't saved, but you're trying to. I cut the save channel on anyway. And Ben said, you got a sore right here. You got a knot right there. Lay your hands on it. Lift your hands. Okay. Ben Kinsler started playing. He said, now go look in the mirror. He was in the house. I took my hands off. I went and looked in the mirror. I'm looking for that thing. I'm feeling for it. Don't matter. I'm healed. God took the knot. I bumped into it. I wasn't looking for Ben Kinsler to pray that. I just bumped into the healing. Wasn't my intelligence. I wasn't praying. I wasn't fasting. I was just obedient. Boom. You said, well, Pastor, you can't get no healing by television. I did. You might not have, but I did. That's the Jesus that we serve. Mm-hmm. See, we have to become more cognizant or more aware of the realm of the invisible. See, when God created everything that can be seen, he also created everything that can't be seen. I know you're saying to yourself, wow, yes, he did. Do not think that what you can't see doesn't exist. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. I tell you what, let's go find out. Let's go to Colossians. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Paul is talking about the supremacy of Christ here. Colossians 1, let's start in verse 15. He's talking about Jesus here. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and things on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers, or rulers, or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. See, Jesus is not just the king of what we see. See, when they tell you that he's Lord of all, it means that. It means that. It means he's Lord of all. Everything. Everything in the universe, everything in the galaxies, everything created calls him Lord. Every star, every comet, every planet, every galaxy, every blade of grass, every tree, every grain of sand, every drop of water, everything, every element, every neutron, every atom calls him Lord, because they know without him, no us. Without Jesus, nothing. That's why he's so superior. Nothing. And the writer says that all of these things that call him by name, know him, bow when he shows up. In the morning, you see a tree bow in the morning. Then you see it get up in the afternoon. Blades of grass bow in the morning. Then they get up when they're through worshiping. Every bird sings every morning, worshiping the Lord. And every insect flies, worshiping Jesus. Every animal comes out and looks before the Lord before they do anything, because he is superior. Everything obeys the Lord. The waters come up to the shore and they stop right there. Then they go back. Because he is supreme. Jesus is supreme. So he created all things visible and invisible. Just because you can't see it does not mean it doesn't exist. And if we're encouraged in any way, we're encouraged to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Don't walk in the flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. That which is born of flesh is flesh. Your flesh can't please God if it wanted to. That's why he's trying to get the body of Christ to step out of this natural realm. Step into the spirit realm and see what God has for you. Let me dare you to step in. You step in the spirit realm, you'll see everything that you've been asking God to do. You'll see everything that you've been asking God to bring to pass. You'll see everything. You'll see it the way God sees it. You'll see it the way God sees it. God sees your brother delivered. God sees your sister delivered. God sees your children delivered. Why don't you step into the spirit realm and see them delivered also? Paul prayed that the eyes of their understanding might be enlightened, that they'll be able to see what is the hope that God has for you. What God has for you will blow your mind if you ever get the chutzpah to step into the realm of the spirit and say, Lord, me too, that's mine. That's my arm. That's my heart. That's my kidney. That's my spleen. That's my deliverance in the spirit. And if you would be so bold, you stand before God and pray every morning. Start saying, Lord, open my eyes that I might behold wonderful things from your law, that I may be able to peep into that realm. Get what belongs to me so I can walk like you want me to walk. And God didn't leave you to do it on your own. Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter. If he's going to give you somebody that walk in the spirit, it might as well be somebody who's used to doing it. So he'll send you a comforter. On this side, he's the comforter. On this side, he's the helper. In front of you, he's your guide. Jesus said he'll lead and guide you in all the ways of truth. Anytime you start stumbling, don't know your way, all you got to do is say, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. I need help. He's the helper. Better call him who he is. I need the helper. What we need is a gully washing. What we need is a whole bunch of folk that ain't never had the Holy Spirit to have him fall on your life, fill you to overflowing. Glory to God. He said that we'll have living water gushing out from out of us. I pray to God this morning that I take this water in my belly and splash it on every one of you. That the water of God will begin to fall on your life, splash you. Splash you with living water. I splash you with living water. I splash you with living water this morning. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It's available. It's available. It's available. Do you want to break the curse that's on your family or not? Do you want to get rid of them demons in your family or not? What do you want to do? I loose the power of God on your life. I loose the anointing on your life. I loose it on God's name. I loose the anointing on your life. I break the chain that Satan has set forth. I bind the hand of the enemy. Come against him in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus on your life. Hallelujah. Somebody gonna live this. Somebody gonna walk out of here free as a bird. Get rid of them burdens. Get rid of them burdens. I want to see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 If you want it from God, why don't you stand up and grab it out of heaven? Say, Lord, I want what belongs to me. I want my healing. I want my deliverance. I want my family set free. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine in Jesus' name. Mine. I loose the power of God. I loose the blood of Jesus. I loose it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I loose it. I loose it. I loose it. I loose it in Jesus' name. Sonda la loboso. Kidna la loboso. Sonda la loboso. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sonda la loboso. Kirabo sonda la loboso. I loose it in Jesus' name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Pour it out. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. In Jesus' name. Cherebosa. Contolorabosa. Pour it out. Pour it out in Jesus' name. Pour it out in Jesus' name. Pour it out in Jesus' name. I'm sick of playing with the devil. Are you sick and tired? Let's get sick and tired of playing his game. This is no game. This is not a playground. This is a battlefield. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, no. It's no playground. No playground. No playground. No playground. Hallelujah. Loose it, God. Loose it, God. Loose the spirit realm into her life. Let her walk in it, Jesus. Let her see it. Let her view it from on high. God, we give you praise. Open it up, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Open it up, Lord. Let us see what you're doing, God. Shine, you must see. Give us your direction, Father. Bless in the name of Jesus. Let the living water begin to flow, God. Let it flow. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Refresh. Refresh, Lord Jesus. Refresh, hallelujah. Let it be done, God. We bless you for it. God, fill his expectations. Fill him with expectation. Show yourself strong. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless Jesus. Bless Jesus. Bless Jesus. We break it. We break it in the name of Jesus. We break it. We break it in Jesus' name. Father, set him free. Set him free. Set him free. We bind it. We bind this right now. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You must leave. You must leave. in the name of Jesus. You must leave in the name of Jesus. 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 Loosen. Free him, Jesus. Satan, we bind you. We bind you in Jesus' name. We curse your works at the root. We curse your works. Loose him. Loose him. Loose him. In Jesus' name. Loose him. Sherebos orabosha. We lose it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's worship you, God. Jesus. Let's worship God. Let's worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Begin to worship the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Begin to extol him. Begin to exalt him. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship the Lord. Glory to God. In spirit and in truth, we worship God. Hallelujah. We're not paying any attention to the devil. We're worshiping God. We're worshiping the Lord.
Oh, lift
Hallelujah.
Your hands.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lift your hands in this place. Hallelujah. Lift your hands in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus over every child in this sanctuary. Hallelujah. Protected by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every adult, we plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're covered in the blood. Satan will find nowhere to go and reside. Not in this sanctuary. Oh, we're covered in the blood of Jesus. He will not gain entrance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, who the Son sets free is
Glory
free
to
indeed.
God.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Deliverance has come today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Satan will find nowhere to reside. We're covered in the blood. Hallelujah. Every innocent child, every adult,
you,
covered in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Plead the blood of Jesus. Trust Hallelujah. In the blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. This is real. It's spiritual warfare. Begin to pull out your armor. Don't sit by idly and observe. Fight the good fight of faith. Plead the blood of Jesus. Don't get wounded in the war. Plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
thank God for victory. Amen. And for letting us partake in this spiritual battle. Hallelujah. But let's use wisdom. The fight is not over. Hallelujah. Don't lay down your weapons. Please stay under the blood of Jesus. The enemy is upset because we have advanced into his territory. We are on the offensive now. We're gaining territory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't get lax and don't get passive. Just worship God.
I love Jesus.
Just worship God.
I love Jesus.
Don't get your focus off of Christ. Don't get your focus off of Christ. Hallelujah. We thank God for deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All deliverance will not be as intense as this, but there's others that's been delivered too. It may not have been intense, but thank God. Thank God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. That's who we are. It's time to stop playing footsie. It's time to stop playing footsie with the devil. If you see sin and you know it's sin, you ought to leave it alone. When I was growing up, my mom and dad always told me, don't play with fire. Because you're going to get burned. Do not play footsie with the devil. Don't let him use your life. He'll use your life. Sometimes he'll take you away from here quickly. Or sometimes he'll let you stick around so he can just use you up. Don't be no fool to the devil. The writer said, be not ignorant of his devices. And we declare we're not ignorant. We walk in power and demonstration. Oh, yeah, it's cutting edge. This is cutting edge. But you got to stand up and say, I'm tired, no more. No more. I'm not siding with the devil. I'm not going to his playground. It's a battlefield. Hallelujah. It's time for everybody to start putting on the whole arm of God. He wants to mess with your mind. He wants to disrupt you from the truth. He wants to keep you from doing anything that God wants you to do. You need to understand that. Just because you can't see him, just because the world can't see him, don't let them tell you that he don't exist. You better be aware. Time to get awakened to what God has for this ministry and for the body of Christ. Is there anybody in here that doesn't know the Lord? It's no shame. No shame not to know him. Do you not know him at this point?